Let's take a look at your opening farm market report here on KLGR. Grain market traders await the next round of MAP updates as weather conditions continue to dominate the trade. U.S. acreage estimates will circulate over the next few weeks as positioning begins for the prospective plantings report at the end of March. Brazilian soybean producers sold 3.5 million metric tons of the oilseed last week as higher prices following drought-related losses in Argentina boosted deals. Ag Rural's chief analyst Fernando Moraro says soybean volume sold last week was the largest weekly amount changing hands so far this season. Those deals brought total crop sales to 40.6% of the crop seen at 116.2 million metric tons. Weekly export inspections for the week ending of last week had wheat exports of 280,243 metric tons, corn at just a little over 1.3 million metric tons, and soybeans at 761,961 metric tons. Let's take a look at how the overnight trade has finished out.
On the Board of Trade, May corn was a quarter cent higher at 377.5. December new crop a half cent lower at 398.5. Soybeans for May a quarter cent lower at 1045.75. November new crop down a penny at 1029.5. Soybean meal for March was $2.50 higher at 379.70. May at $2.60 higher at 382.90 per ton. Soybean oil for March 21 cents lower at 32.41. May 22 cents lower at 32.64. Chicago wheat for May 2¾ cents higher, 475.5. New crop up 2.5 at 490 even. Minneapolis wheat for May 1¼ cents higher at 611 even. New crop 1¼ cent higher at 621. Kansas wheat for May 7¼ cents higher at $5.75. New crop up 7¼ cents at 519 even. For March was 0.75 cents higher, 263¼. May up 1½ at 269 even. July new crop 6½ cents higher at 266¾.
Let's take a look at what's going on the livestock side of things. Yesterday in cattle, live cattle futures settled with most contracts steady to 85 cents in the red following Friday night's release of the Cattle on Feed report. The report showed larger than expected placements of 1,000-plus pound feeders. Feeder cattle futures were 17.5 cents to 55 cents lower yesterday. CME feeder cattle index was up 67 cents on February 23rd at $148.30. Wholesale box beef values were higher Monday afternoon. Choice boxes were $1.15 at $219.52, with select boxes $1.90 higher at $214.72. Estimated cattle slaughter is 117,000 head for Monday. That was 2,000 head more than the same week last year and 21,000 ahead of the previous week. Most cash trade was $128 to $128.50 last week. Lean hog futures finished Monday's session with most contracts down 40 cents to $1.42. The CME lean hog index on February 22nd was 69.78, down from 39 cents from the previous day. USDA pork carcass cutout value was 79 cents higher at $80.27 in the Monday report. The national base hog weighted average price was 28 cents to 62.89. The USDA estimated hog slaughter at 461,000 Monday. That's up 25,000 head from the previous week and 17,000 head more than the same time last year. Well, let's see where we're going to be starting the day on the Mercantile Exchange.
We see that live cattle for February traded 60 cents lower at 127.40, April down 85 cents at 124 even, and June finished the day yesterday 60 cents lower at 116.20. Feeder cattle for March were 45 cents lower yesterday at 145.55, April were down 55 cents at 147.95. Lean hogs for April were $1.42 lower at 69.95, and May futures were $1.15 lower at 76.45. That's what a check of your markets here on the opening farm report on KLGR.